When Truth is Censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.
Well, hello, everyone. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here for our weekly morning coffee with Dr. D. Think of this event as if we plan to meet at a local coffee shop every Tuesday morning for a short chat, a cup of joe, and then we'll come prepared, and then we'll have an open forum question and answer. Now, remember that I cannot answer specific medical questions or give specific medical advice, so please keep your questions generic. So it's about 5 degrees out here in Cleveland, Ohio this morning. It's been that way for about the last 4 days, and a little bit of fog and light snow. So it's a good day to be in front of the computer and having a conversation with all of you. I want to start. I have a couple of things I want to just throw out there for points of discussion this morning. It seems as though this thing, Disease X, has been in the news all over social media. And everybody's, again, pushing the fear button and getting all panicked about it. And, oh, here it comes and blah, blah, blah. Stop it. You remember that they have to tell us what they're going to do. And this is predictive programming. And someone found it was on a Exposing the Darkness, which is a the lionofjudas.substack.com that I subscribe to. And they have like current events and they do a really good job. And he posted, or I'm not sure if it's a he or she, honestly, or the person who runs this Substack said, posted something that they found called the House Resolution 3832, Disease X Act of 2023, which was run up in June of 23, sponsored by Representative Lori Trahan, and had a few other sponsors that I was kind of surprised at that I will scroll down here. Dan Crenshaw, that kind of surprised me. Mike Burgess and Susie Lee, who want BARDA to develop more medical countermeasures, which is code word for bioweapons. And it didn't go anywhere. It just got introduced, but it got introduced in June of 2023. So they knew that Disease X was going to be coming and they needed to like do that. And they said that this slipped under the radar screen. Now, what's really important about this is part of the bill says this: Disease X is not an actual disease. Wow. Think about that for a minute. We're trying to pass legislation. They're trying to ramrod this treaty through of the World Health Organization, I'll talk about in a minute. And they're trying to get all of these things passed and in place. And I've already read that they were developing a vaccine for Disease X. But if Disease X is not an actual disease. It is a placeholder name for a hypothetical disease capable of creating an epidemic in the future. The purpose of Disease X is to improve the World Health Organization's flexibility in response to such a previously unknown pathogen. Well, there you have it. This has been started since I remember first reading about covered countermeasures in 2005 when I wrote my book Foul, and we were talking about bird flu in real time. I was writing that in real time as it was happening. I was writing the book, and they were talking about covered countermeasures and that the health secretary of HHS is honestly the most powerful person in the United States because he holds in his hand the decision to declare a national emergency, to declare a specific pathogen to be a problem, to shut down everything and introduce covered countermeasures for which they are protected from all liability, sort of like an EUA of these covered countermeasures. So this disease X is not an actual disease. So as you start reading that and seeing that on social media and starting to see it on various Substacks, and they start talking about it, remember, it's not a real disease. They're just trying to get you hyped up again into that fear-based place of, and also your sympathetics up. When your sympathetics go up, your immune system goes down for them to plan to release some pathogen of unknown origin. Now, I've read or I've heard somewhere that they think it's going to be some pathogen that'll be 20 times more deadly and affect the brain. I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure that they are working on something like that in all of our level 5 bio labs doing gain of function research, which is illegal. I'm quite sure they've been doing this for a long time. I mean, I've read a couple of places that they have been talking about this whole disease X and covered countermeasure things for about 20 years. So don't fall for it again. Keep your immune system up. Take your Optimmune and your various things that we talked about. And this month at drtenpenny.com, this month of January, which, can you believe we're halfway through the month of January already? It's the 16th of January. This month is Food as Medicine is our focus. And so all of the things that I'm writing about in my Substacks, the things we're talking about on our Friday Focus was, the health tip that we wrote about this week on Friday's newsletter. Is feed your body the best of the best. And remember that toxins are everywhere. So Pure Body Extra, the zeolite spray, is really a wonderful thing to be always taking. People have always asked me, how long do I have to keep taking this stuff? I said, well, when you find the place on the planet that is pristine, maybe you like this picture behind me here, except that's Banff, Canada. When you find the place that's completely pure water, pure air, no toxicities, completely natural food, no GMO food, then great. Stop taking that and tell me where it is and I'll be your neighbor next week because there isn't any such place. So Pure Body Extra, and there's also an incredible sale going on with the Gluco Control. That Cookie will put the link up there. The Gluco Control is a buy one, get one. So you've got almost a 3-month supply, because it's one bottle is a little bit more than a month, to keep your blood sugar balanced, to keep the cravings and the little munchy feelings gone. I take it and I really like it. It really does take away. I take it in the mid-afternoon, and usually I don't have any problems with food or not food in the morning, the afternoon, the evening. It's more after 6 or 7 o'clock at night, which is the time you're not supposed to eat. But that's the time that I get kind of the munchies. And this really kind of helps to calm that down because it makes my blood sugar. Now the BOGO, let's see, it says the BOGO will last for the whole year if you lock it in this month. Now that's a great deal. So if you buy your get one, get one free, your BOGO with Glucose Control this month, you will lock that into your account for the rest of the year. So you'll get an entire year's worth of glucose control with Glucose Control, and to balance out your blood sugar, you'll get an entire year's worth for 50% off. That is
and
just
Dr. T?
Yeah.
That's an amazing deal. So for those that are listening in and are not looking at the chat, they can find the Glucose Control. It's a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/Gluco10, G-L-U-C-O 10. And the Touchstone Zeolite, that the Pure Body Extra Zeolite, can be found at drtdetox.com, drtdetox.com.
Thank you, Cookie. Yes, because we do live stream these on radio. And so a lot of people are not watching this video or aren't here with us, or that you're watching it later. So drdetox.com is a URL we bought so that we could make it easier for you to remember it and go out and get all the things that you need to detox from there. And so because this month is, Food as Medicine month, if my Substack I wrote a couple of weeks ago on the dangers of appeal, that's just going everywhere. And the sad part about that is that it's a toxic chemical, that just like when the jabs, no long-term studies. We don't know what it's going to do to people long-term. And they can spray it on organic food. There are other options. There are homeopathic options. There's herbal options. There's other things, because honestly, they do need something like this, because food is transported around the world. And if I remember right, in my Substack, it talks about the billions, with a B, billions of dollars of food each year that is lost in transit because of the time, because of smashing, because of different things. So they do need something probably to protect the food supply across the world. But there are safe and literally natural things can be used. There's some homeopathics, there's some herbs, there's spices, there's different things that can be used. But no, instead, we're going to put this toxic chemical supported by and created. The first round of funding at this company came from the Gates Foundation, which should tell you everything you need to know. And, you know, there's a picture that I use of an avocado, you know, that it had the appeal on it, and it looks on the outside like, I mean, you can have, so what is this going to do to your fruits and vegetables? First of all, we don't know, because nobody's tested it. If you peel off the actual peel, like say the peel, you peel the apple or you peel the banana or you peel the thing, whatever it's sprayed on. If you actually peel the appeal, A-P-E-E-L, off of the food, has that chemical soaked down into the pulp of the fruit? Nobody knows, and nobody's really testing it. At least if they tested it, they're not saying. And remember, there's two different chemicals that have the same name. There's a cleaning product called Appeal with the same name that comes out of the UK that has some kind of toxic chemicals in it. And when this first got announced, everybody was all jumping up on this food-based product. This Appeal for Food came from this product that was made in the UK that had this toxic stuff on it. But they're actually two different products with the same name. And that, yes, that is allowed. That you could have the same name for a product or the same name for a company, as long as they are in different industries. Well, the cleaning product and food-based product are two different industries, and that's why they can get away with that. And it could be kind of confusing. So we're keeping our eye on that. Another thing is, I just wrote, you know, I'm actually writing I think it's going to turn into a book. It turned out, I'm not sure yet. My team and I are still talking about it and still reading through things of one of the reasons, you know, the 10 reasons to stay in this fight is to save our food. And I wrote a very long paper on, it started to be short, turned into 44 pages on bioengineering and the difference between bioengineered food, genetically modified food, gene editing, which is the new GMO 2.0, which we will have next Monday night, on Brighteon. Jeffrey Smith, who's a dear friend of mine, and he's one of the big GMO activists and educators in the whole wide world. And so we're going to be talking again about, you know, food is medicine. And I got interested in writing on this topic because a friend of mine bought some cookies or something, some kind of junk food. And I was looking at the ingredients on the package, and it said contains ingredients that have been bioengineered. I thought, wow, what does that mean? Yeah, I haven't really seen that before. And then I started looking at like cans of soup, and when I was just in the grocery store, like cans of soup, different crackers, all kinds of different things. It says contains product made through bioengineering. So I thought, well, I'm going to look that up and see what bioengineering really means. And then I found legislation. I found new rules. I found that there are 14 approved GMO foods, plants and things around across the world. Some foods that I was kind of surprised at, like squash and eggplant, and they are trying to bioengineer sugarcane. You know, 100% of the beets that we use in sugar are bioengineered. There's also corn and maize, and 100% of soybeans are bioengineered or genetically modified. And I learned that GMO is the result. It's not the genetic modified organisms is the result. And it's become kind of a label that we've gotten used to hearing as the general public. But they're changing it now from GMO, because we all know that that's a bad thing and we don't want to do that, to bioengineered. And the labeling, the new labeling laws that went into effect this month, are really confusing. So I'll be writing about that more on one of my Substacks. I think it's not this coming week. This coming week, this Saturday, I'm releasing a Substack called The Sweetest Poison on the Shelf. And we'll talk about beets and sugar cane and how they're actually made. And then the following week will be about bioengineered food. And in that research and all the research that I did for that, because again, it's a long paper. It wasn't intended to be like that. But is that, and I think this is really important to tell you, it was something that I learned, that something can be labeled organic, like organic orange juice or anything that you buy that's labeled organic. If it's labeled organic, it can have up to 30% non-organic product in it. Only if it's labeled 100% organic is it 100% organic. I mean, that was kind of eye-opening to me, because I think we're always talking about organic this and organic. I get kind of sick of that word, to tell you the truth. But everybody's always talking about organic, and they always say it in such a way that kind of makes me cringe. Organic. People say all the time, oh my goodness. And so remember, if it just says organic, it may have up to 30% non-organic ingredients in it. And only if it's labeled 100% organic, because that's a truth in labeling law, 100% organic, is it really 100% organic? One of the things that I found, and I'm going to be writing really a lot about this, I had no idea that fish got vaccines. Fish vaccines. And there's different kinds of fish vaccines. They can do it in pellets and food. They can literally take the fish out of the tank and inject it. And they have a jet injector that they can inject up to 1,000 fish per hour. And I just found that I was just so shocking, you know, the whole thing that I've talked about with vaccines for a really long time. So I'm kind of taking a deep dive into vaccines and our food. And on a preliminary research that I did yesterday, it was just shocking. I mean, everybody got their knickers in a knot when we started talking about they're going to have mRNA vaccines in our food supply. Well, once you find out how much vaccines are really already in our food supply, whether they're messenger RNA or not, it's going to just jaw drop you. And which leads us to the point of, you know, buy local, know your local farmer, know your local rancher, maybe even raise your own, get together in a co-op and raise your own. Because it's my understanding, and I'm going to be talking to a few ranchers just to confirm this, but it's my understanding that there are certain vaccines that even organically grown cattle and pigs and sheep and whatever they bring to market, there are certain vaccines that are required, and I don't know what the names of them are, that are required to bring those animal husbandry products to market. And it can be just two or three that are required, and there's a whole long list of vaccines that they give to chickens, and it's really a lot. You will just be jaw-dropped once I release all this material.
That is so scary, and all the more reason for us to focus on health. But I need to make a correction on the link that I gave, because the Gluco10 link that I gave was for your first bottle for $10. The GlucoBogo, that if you can lock it in now, it's good for the entire year. It's actually bit.ly/GLUCOBOGO. GlucoBogo, and I apologize for that one.
That's okay. And Cookie, at the end of this here, do that again, you know, go through that again, because people may be hopping on a little bit later. But, you know, I don't mean to say all these things to scare you, more to make you aware, because our whole point on educating you about food as medicine means to shop wisely, you know, shop wisely, and just be careful in what you, and to buy local and to talk to your local, if you're getting meat locally from a local rancher, talk to them about the vaccines and the food that they feed them. Because if you've got, get a steer that's corn finished, most of the time, and they do that because it creates more fat in the meat and it's actually tastier. It's not so dry and it has some marbling through it. But most of the time, what they give them is GMO corn because non-GMO corn is really expensive. So have a talk with your local farmer or local rancher. If you go to local farm markets, ask a lot of questions. If you set up a co-op, ask a lot of questions. And I think that will be a whole lot better for your food and what you're doing. And I'm just want to say one more thing, and then we'll go to questions here. I talked to you this morning about Disease X. I said a little bit about, you know, organic versus 100% organic. That's really an important takeaway. And we've talked a little bit about balancing out your blood sugars. That we'll talk more about that next week after the Sweetest Poison on the Shelf article is released. And we talked a little bit about zeolite. The last thing I want to talk about just for just a minute here is this whole, now what's really scary, Cookie, what's really, really a scary thing is this World Health Organization treaty that's looming over top of us. Everybody needs to get on board with this and really start blasting away at your local, at your congressmen, your senators, your local representatives. Get everybody to know, because nobody really is talking about how bad this will be if this passes and we give up our sovereignty, our right to choose. It gives them a right to declare a national emergency for disease X or any other thing that they want and go back into masks and mandates and all the things that they did before. To get the most information about that, I would go to Merle Nass's Substack. I think her Substack is Merle's COVIDnewsletter.substack.com, MERYL'S, Merle's COVIDsubstack.com. She's really, Merle Nass, I've known Merle forever, for decades, literally probably 20 years. She's always done a huge amount of blogging and does a lot of things with on the anthrax vaccine. And she recently joined forces with CHD. And she took on this whole thing on digging down into the bowels, into the depths of this World Health Organization treaty. She's actually spoken in multiple countries and multiple parliaments in Europe that has awakened them to what the travesty this would be for their nations. And many of them are starting to blow back. Germany, Poland, Italy are starting to say, no way, we're not doing this. So her work is really profound, and she's written a lot of long pieces that are kind of headsy. They're kind of legally, they have kind of legalese and stuff in them to kind of explain it, but she's found some definite holes in the legislation, and I would encourage everybody to get up to speed on that. And the quickest way to do it, seriously, is through Merle's newsletter. I think it's Merle's COVIDnewsletter.substack.com. If you just go into your search engine and put Merle Nass, MERYL, her last name is spelled NASS, and then comma Substack, you'll probably take you right to it. So that's really, really important, and everybody needs to get aware and get educated about that, because that's really scary. That's more scary than this food stuff is, Cookie, because the food stuff is, at least at this point, we can still make choices. We can still shop consciously and eat consciously. We're still able to do that. And unless you really know what this information is, you can't be an informed shopper.
That's very true. And it's so important that even if you're just accumulating the research by listening to people such as yourself, such as Dr. Brian Artis and others, if you at least know that you have the power within you and know that what they're doing is not good on no matter what level you look at, and take control of that, you'll start navigating more and more towards what Dr. T is telling you and advising and things that you can do to help so that you don't have that fear instilled within you.
Yeah. And the thing is don't try to do all of it all at one time. Pick one thing and make it a new choice for 30 days. Do it for the rest of the month of January. Then add to that another choice in February and add to that another choice in March or for a couple of weeks. Because then over the course of the year, you've changed your diet, you've changed your choices, you've changed your lifestyle. And it hasn't been because, you know, that's one of the things. And I talked about this last night a little bit on my Brideon show, which just for everybody to know that these Tuesday coffees, these Tuesday morning coffees will now be posted on the drt.substack.com. Dr. Tenpenny, the Eye on the Evidence Substack. We're going to be posting these morning coffees here so that you can go back and re-listen to this information on Tuesdays. And then we're going to be posting the Brideon show in case you missed it. And trying to find it on Brideon, I quite frankly, is not that easy. And so we decided we're going to take that show and post it on the Substack as a podcast on Thursdays. So you can listen to, and last night I had my dear friend and naturopath, Michelle Kunzelman, on last night. We were talking about different ways to make friends and fall in love with your food. And it was really, really an interesting conversation. And that will be posted on the Substack if you missed it on Thursday. And don't forget to become a podcast member so you can go back and listen to all the great information that we've put out in the past and going forward. So I think that's really super important. If you go to drtenpenny.com, and just hover over the podcast tab and a window will drop down. And we've created four different levels of membership that I really think is important that we've created something for everybody's lifestyle and time and budget. So we can make that. And that supports me and all the work that I'm doing and to all the recovery I'm going through and all the time I've had off and, you know, all the great things that my team has been doing. So I think that's, you know, those are some really important things. Cookie, we got any questions that have come up over there?
Sure do. Question number one. With all the mucking with our food supply and how they want to add bugs to our daily diet, how much do you think we will be exposed to with those bugs?
Well, again, it's reading labels and it's really understanding what the label means. There's already a ton of food that has cricket flour in it. So you really, and those, again, they're all processed things. It's one of the things we talked about on the Brideon show last night. Excuse me. And I've always said that I really love the things that the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine says about how to eat, because everybody can do this. Because a lot of people, all my patients have come to me in the office and said, you know, what diet should I be on? What should I eat? Should I not eat? And like Michelle said last night, it shouldn't be about making food good or bad. It's about making better choices. And I love the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine because everybody can do this. Their tenets are, number one, eat real food. And so this cricket flour and bug flour stuff that you're going to get is going to be coming in packaged, canned, processed food. So that's, you know, if you take those things out or be very careful of the things that you buy, like if you buy, you know, non-GMO, gluten-free crackers and gluten-free pasta or something like that, read the label, make sure it doesn't say anything about cricket flour. So it's eat real food. The tenets of the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine is eat real food. Things that come in a can and a box and are wrapped in plastic or they hand you out the window are not real food. Eat real food. Eat mostly fruits and vegetables or, you know, organically grown that either you can get organic at a co-op or that you've grown yourself. Eat mostly fruits and vegetables. When you eat meat, whether it's chicken, beef, fish, oh my gosh, there's so much to know about fish. You know, and never eat farm-raised fish ever again in your entire life. And make sure you ask when you go to a restaurant, if you're going to order fish, is this fresh caught or farm-raised? Don't eat farm-raised fish. And I'm going to be writing a lot about that. Anyways, you know, eat real food, eat mostly fruits and vegetables. If you're going to eat any kind of meat, eat the best quality that you can find, grass-fed beef from a local rancher, those things. And then the other thing is don't eat so much. You know, eat smaller portions. You know, we've got really large size dinner plates. I mean, if you really want to eat consciously, eat on a salad plate and eat one helping. You know, don't go back and fill it like three or four times because it's a smaller plate. Eat, and not eat so much. Drink half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, try to drink around 50 ounces of water a day, purified water, because, you know, there's over 4,000 chemicals and drugs that are in our water supply, and there's no filter for that. So, you know, so drink real water and get more sleep. That's a one of the things that I've been doing a lot more consciously is be in bed asleep as best I can by 11:30 at night, which is a 4 to 5 hour difference what I used to be up until 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So with all of those things, you know, no matter how good you try to eat or how pristinely, you're always going to have issues with chemicals and preservatives and additives. And I've done a lot of research about food additives, and, you know, it's really kind of, now that's a really interesting topic, is food additives, because they've been tested individually by the FDA to say, yes, this food additive is safe. What has not been tested is the combination of 5 or 6 or 7 food additives in a particular product and the cumulative amount of food additives that you eat like per day or per week. So again, eat real food. And in the meantime, take your zeolite spray and go to drdetox.com, drdetox, D-E-T-O-X, drdetox.com. Get your zeolite spray and try to eat as close, as good as you can. Remember, every little step that you take along the way, you can't do it all at once. It's just too radical. And it kind of goes along with one of the things we talked about on our Brightian show last night was New Year's resolutions, since it is January. And it's been proven and scientifically documented and published many times about New Year's resolutions that they, that it at best, people make them and keep them for about 3 months, and then they slide back into their old habits. And that's at best. And I think that's because people try to make radical changes, and that's just not our human nature, and it's not the way that we do things. They try to make radical changes in their diet, and they's like, I'm going to lose 100 pounds this year. Why don't you say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds this year? I'm going to use 10 pounds in the first quarter or the first half of the year. And then once you've made the lifestyle and food changes that have allowed you to lose 10 pounds, as you continue them, you will continue to lose more weight. So, you know, don't make such radical promises to yourself. You know, little tiny bits. You know, they say a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Well, changes in life and health style, or lifestyle and health and food, starts with making one conscious change that you're going to do at a time. I think that's really important. Cookie, next question.
Yep. Before we get to the next question, let's clarify the link. The link Dr. T was talking about is DRT Detox, DRTDETOX.com. That's where you can find it. For question number two, what are your thoughts on Adderall? If the drug is bad for you, why is it being pushed? I see ads from doctors promoting to take it.
That's a really good question. And it's really bad. Adderall is an amphetamine. I mean, Adderall, Ritalin, those drugs into that classification, they are an amphetamine, which to buy it on the streets is illegal. But prescribed by your doctor, yeah, it's okay. And it's to supposedly stimulate your brain to wake you up and to make you pay attention more and to focus more. And I actually wrote a paper on this years ago because lots of years ago, maybe 10 years ago now. So this is how long this has been, you know, in our vernacular. I remember this clearly. There was a 12-year-old kid in Michigan that had dropped over dead of a heart attack while he was out skateboarding. And it was a big deal in the news at the time. And it came out that he had been on Adderall since he was like 3 or 4 years old. And he, you know, for years. So that would have been, you know, 8 years. So I was really mad at the pharmaceutical company I was really mad at them even manufacturing Ritalin, or I think, I can't remember. It was either Ritalin or Adderall. They're basically the same drug, little bit different characteristics, but they're basically the same. So I was really mad. And so I started digging down into stuff about Ritalin and Adderall. And I started with the package insert. And the package insert says clearly that it needs to be prescribed and monitored by a physician and should not be used for more than 3 months at a time. And I remember my eyeballs just stopping in their track reading, not more than 3 months at a time. So my anger was misplaced. It shouldn't have been on the pharmaceutical industry. It should have been on the doctors who never read the package insert on how to appropriately prescribe this drug. And for someone to be on it for all those years causes brain deterioration, concentration deterioration. And the most important thing that it does is amphetamines are really hard on the heart. And if you start taking Ritalin and Adderall after you've had the jab, which is already so difficult on your heart, you know, I heard Peter McCullough say that in all the years he's been in practice, he'd only seen prior to the jab, like somewhere between 2 and 4 cases of myocarditis. And now he sees multiple cases of myocarditis every single day in his practice. He sees patients 4 days a week in a clinic in Texas. And now think about that combination with Ritalin and or Adderall. We're just one more reason that we're killing off our young people. So that's the bottom line about that. It's the physicians are inappropriately prescribing it. If you're seeing advertisements, that's really horrible. I mean, they have no idea even. I would make a wager that most of those physicians don't even know that it's an amphetamine. So don't take it. It's not a good thing at all. I mean, we have a supplement in our store. It's called OptiBrain. That, you know, if your kids or you are thinking about something like that for you know, being more awake and more alert. I mean, it has ginkgo biloba. It has a couple of different things in it that have been proven to be safe. It used to be called in our clinic, it used to be called Membrane. And we private labeled it, and now it's called OptiBrain. And the way that I suggest people to take it in the clinic, when I'm seeing patients in the clinic, is take it Monday through Friday, because you've got that ginkgo biloba stimulating neurotransmitters. And then if you don't take it on Saturday and Sunday, you allow those receptors to rest, so that when you start taking it again on Monday through Friday, you don't need more and more and more and more, to because those receptors get attenuated. So to take it Monday through Friday, have a supplement holiday on Saturday and Sunday. And quite frankly, I'll tell you something. I take my supplements 6 days a week. I don't take anything on Sunday, except, you know, things that are absolutely essential. Like I take my blood pressure medication for now. I'm hoping that there's a day in the near future when I'm going to be off of that nonsense. But that's the only thing I take on Sundays, because, you know, I give my body a chance to metabolize anything that's accumulated. And I just eat good food on Sunday, and I just don't take my supplements on Sunday. So if you're taking, it's called OptiBrain, and you have it through the store, I suggest taking it Monday through Friday, and it really does work. I remember years ago, my physician assistant at TIMC at our clinic, she had an elderly uncle who was experiencing some early dementia at the time. And so she took that home. She goes, I'm going to see if it works, if it helps him. And she said within like about 2 weeks, he was back to playing like pinochle, and he was back to writing, and he was back to reading, that suddenly it woke up his brain and stimulated some of those neurotransmitters to start working again. And it really, really did help him. And he was elderly. He was in his 80s. So if it's going to help people in their 80s with early dementia, it's going to help people in their 30s that have a little bit of brain fog. But underneath that brain fog, think about what's causing it. Is it a food reaction, a food allergy, which are the most common things that cause the brain fog? Is it not enough sleep? Is it not enough water? Is it some sort of a toxicity that you need to go to DRT detox? Thank you, Cookie, for correcting me on that. DRTdetox.com. Get some zeolite and some other products that we have there that will help to detox your system. Next question, Cookie.
Okay. And for those not familiar with the store for the supplements, you can go to drtenpenny.com, and under the shop tab, there is an option for Dr. T's Opti Supplements, and you can go ahead and browse the store there. It's Opti Brain. You can search for it, or you can browse all her supplements that she has there. We do have another question. Do you know of any help we can give our pets, specifically dogs, when they have heartburn and indigestion?
Oh, yes. I don't know. Did somebody read my mind about that? Because my little Tegan, my little puppy, he has, you know, they say that dogs with flat noses that have flat faces, because the whole change in dentition and structure in their mouth, they tend to have reflux. And he does. And I can tell when he's having reflux because he's sitting around and he's panting for no reason. He hasn't been running around. He's not, you know, short of breath. He just sits and he pants. And he kind of acts like he's a little restless. And I've learned over time that that's really a sign for him that he's had some reflux. And I get this product. I get it from Amazon. It's called Pet RX. Comes in a little jar about this big. It'll last you a really long time because you really, I mean, you can use it for other things, but I think of it as kind of like doggy Rolaids. You know, it's a real fine powder, and there's a little scooper in it. And it says on the jar that you can give them like a scoop a day. I don't think he needs it every day. And actually, when I've tried to do that, thinking it would be good for his GI tract, when he doesn't have reflux, he will not take it. When he does have reflux, I put it into my hand, I put a little scoop in there, and he just eats it up like it's candy. And I'll keep putting little scoops on there, and he keeps licking it and eating it up until he stops. And when he's had enough, he stops. It's called Pet RX. It's a little white jar. It's like I got a blue label on it. I think the letters are gold. It's about $30, I think. But one jar of it, I think I've had it for several years because it doesn't really expire. And you only use it when your dog has reflux. At least for my dog, he won't eat it. He won't take it at all. I mean, I suppose you could sprinkle it on their food. But there you go. I'm sorry. I said the wrong thing. It's called RX Clay. It's for pets from RX Vitamins. Michelle put up the link there, and not the link. It's RX Clay is what I use with him. I don't know what I said. It was RX something. But anyways, that's it. It's a little powder. It's vegetarian. It says helps regulate bowel function and promote normal stools. But again, my little Tegan, he won't take it. He won't take it when doesn't have reflux. And sometimes when he sleeps with me at night, and sometimes when he's sitting on the bed, he'll sit there, not very often, maybe once, twice a month at most. He'll sit up and he'll just sit there and just pant. And I know that he's had something that he'll jump down off the bed. I got some doggy steps for him, which were a blessing to both of us. He can't jump up on the bed because his back knees, he's got bad knees. And so I would have to get him and pick him up and put him on the bed, which at the beginning of this stroke process that I had, which was now 4.5 months ago, thank God it's, you know, mostly behind me. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't get out of bed and all that stuff. So I bought these doggy steps, and now he can get on and off the bed at will. He can go down and get some water. He can go down. I have keep a little thing of water and a little thing of food in the bathroom. He can go down and get that and get back up comfortably on the bed. Sometimes during the day, he goes in the bedroom and goes up there and, you know, takes a little nap. But when he sits on the bed and he's panting, I'll pick him up, take him in the kitchen, get this RX clay, put it out there, and he just sucks it down. So I would say think about that as like a doggy Rolaids and have it up in your cupboard for which time your dog needs it. I think it's a really, really good product. Next question.
Ready, Cookie? For the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. If a child doesn't take any vaccines and gets injured with a deep wound, would the tetanus only vaccine be recommended or not?
Well, first and foremost, tetanus-only vaccines are next to impossible to find these days. I actually was writing, we wrote a little ebook about that, about tetanus and things. And I really, when I was writing it, I actually contacted a friend of mine, a really good friend of mine who's a full-time ER doc. And I said, you know, I think that now when you go into the ER, that they give you a DPT. I said, do they have tetanus toxoid or do they even have DT in your formulary anymore? So he looked it up and he sent me a screenshot. He said, the only thing that's available is DPT. And he said, and honestly, I sent him a paper that I found when I did, when we did boot camp and I was talking about safe and effective. There was a paper that I found that said that if you've had one or two tetanus shots in your entire life, that the tetanus antibodies are good for 60 years, and they probably don't even work because there's lots and lots of, I know at least 7 or 8 articles that I found that you can, I think they're inside of the Tenpenny Vaccine, the research library cookie. Maybe you can put the link up for that, that people can read them, that there's an article in there that says if you've had one or two tetanus shots your entire life, which most people had during their pediatric vaccine schedule, it lasts for 60 years. And he told me that he never even, when people come into the ER now, the ER, and they have cuts and wounds and abrasions, he doesn't even offer them a tetanus shot unless they ask for it. And he can't legally try to talk them out of it, but he'll say, have you ever had one? And most people say yes. Now, back to the original question, well, what if you have a child that's not vaccinated? A friend of mine, you know, the most important thing that you can do is clean out the wound. You can't find the tetanus-only shots anymore, and they probably don't even really carry them in the ER. There is a homeopathic called Leadum that you can get that is an anti-tetanus infection homeopathic. You can have that at home. I can't legally guarantee you that you can do that, and standard of care would say that if you have a deep puncture wound that you can't clean out, that you need to get a tetanus shot, even if it's a DTP. So that's kind of standard of care that I have to talk about. But if there's any way that you can clean out the wound, debride the wound, I would not get a tetanus shot. And we've written a little ebook about that. Is that available in the ebook section, Cookie, of the website?
Not sure. I can check.
Okay. We've written that there. And it's cleaning out the wound using hydrogen peroxide because peroxide kills off the spores and kills off the tetanus bacteria because it's an anaerobic, Clostridium tetani is an anaerobic bacteria and it's an anaerobic spore. It can't live in the presence of oxygen. So if you pour hydrogen peroxide on it, which brings up another little tip that I could tell you, is as soon as you've opened a bottle of hydrogen peroxide, probably within days, a matter of days, it's not good anymore. That the oxygen bubbles out the top and it's not any good anymore. So I always recommend people, when you get a bottle of hydrogen peroxide at the drugstore, to take a black pen or a black marker and write the date on the side of it that you bought it. And then also write the date on the side of it that you used it. If you bought it, it's more than six. If you haven't opened it, it's more than 6 months old, throw it out and get another one. You know, dump the peroxide down the sink, throw your plastic bottle into the recycle bin and go get another one. They're inexpensive. They're cheap. They're $3 or $4 for a bottle because when you need it, you want it to be fresh and potent. And if it's been sitting around, it's not. It's because what is peroxide? It's a water with extra oxygen in it. And it doesn't last for a really long time. So right when you got it, and then when you open it, and if it's been sitting around more than probably a month or two at the longest, it's probably not any good anymore and you need to go get a fresh one. They're a couple of bucks. And the way that you can tell is by taking a black marker pen and writing the date on the side of it.
So back to your question, Dr. T, I don't see anything in an ebook. However, we do have a course that is taught by Dr. Tenpenny on our learningforyou.org site, and it is titled Tetanus. I will put the, I don't have a short link for it right now, but it's learningforyou.org/courses/pediatric-series-tetanus. And that has a ton of information, not only in the presentation, but in the doc box.
And remember, if you buy any of the courses at Learning for You, you have a lifetime access to them. And what's important, you know, not only is the course is a PowerPoint with a voiceover. So it's a PowerPoint that I created, all the information in it with my voice over it. And so you go through the course, and then there's this thing called a doc box, which is short for document box, which it will have anywhere from 3 to 20 PDF files in there that you can download and have that are supportive documentation to that course. So whether you're doing a course about tetanus, whether you're doing the course about Rogam, whether you're doing any Gardasil, any of the courses that are in there, the doc box has the PDF files with all the supporting documentation that helped to design that course. So you can download those. You can't download the course. You can't download the PowerPoint and the video, but you can download the things inside of the doc box. And you can go back and log in. And once you've bought a course, you can go back in and watch it as many times as you want. Anything else, Cookie? We're cutting short on time here.
Sure. I have one more I can put you through. It's why should we take the supplements for 6 days and not on the seventh?
Oh, that's just something I do. I mean, that's just something that I take them 6 days a week. And I give, you know, I give myself what we call a vitamin holiday on Sunday. I take so many supplements since this stroke thing. I mean, I probably take 30 to 35 pills a day in, you know, of supplements. You know, I probably take 6 to 8, maybe 4 times a day. And so Sunday, I just take a break. And so you don't have to do that. That's just me. But I'm just telling you that if you choose to do that, it's perfectly okay. Anything else in there?
There's one question about MSG. If you knew any of the new names for MSG.
I don't, but there's lots of websites that are out there that you can find that you can put into your browser, your search browser, if you use DuckDuckGo or Brave or even Google, whatever, and you can just put in, you know, hidden names for MSG, and you can find there's lots of documents, there's things written about it. There's actually websites that are posted about it, so I don't know them off the top of my head, but that's a simple way you can find them.
That really does it, except to review for those that were looking for the glucose control BOGO sale. Remember, if you lock it in now, it's good for the entire year, and that we have a shortened link for that. It's a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/glucobogo, GLUCOBOGO. That's for the glucobogo sale. Then we have the zeolite that Dr. T spoke about. The entire team takes this and loves this. I give this to my kids. Our team gives it to the dogs. Everybody takes it. It's a phenomenal product. And that can be found at drtdetox.com. DRTDETOX.com. And the last two that were mentioned, we have a shortened link for the OptiBrain if you're interested. And that is a bit.ly link. It's bit.ly/ Opti, OPTI, dash brain, BRAIN. And last, for those looking for that next step in education, we have our Learning for You site, and it's learningforyou.org. And you can go to all courses and see everything that is available. That's all.
And I want to give a shout out to Cookie and to Heather, who have redesigned that site. And it's just really user-friendly. It's very pretty. It's simple to find things now, which was kind of difficult in the past. So if you haven't just gone over to the Learning for You site, clicked on the catalog and just take a look at what's there, I'd encourage, if it's been a while since you've done that, or been a while, if you've never done it, go take a look. At the very least, please go take a look at all the work they've done and appreciate them for doing all of that. That Cookie and Heather designed all of that, and it looks beautiful. Another thing, please sign up for our weekly newsletters. We send out newsletters 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday is sort of a summary of what's coming up this week, so you know who our guests are on all of the different podcasts that we do. And we have got some stellar guests that are coming up. The Michelle just really has, I don't know how she twists their arm to be on my show, but we've got some stellar guests coming up. So Monday is kind of like what's coming up for the week. Wednesday is an educational day where we post our articles that we have writers that write for us at Vaxxer.com. And we have, you know, educational pieces on Wednesday. And then Friday, the Friday Focus has all the links in it for the various products and the product sales. And I'm telling you, my team spends a ton of time on this. All the assets that Diane makes that are just spectacular, all the social media things that Amanda and Patricia do, all the stuff that Michelle, you know, gets everything in place for all the guests. I mean, they just do an incredible job. So if you sign up for the newsletter and you go to Friday and you look at the Friday Focus, please go look at the Friday Focus. Even if you're not interested in buying any of our products, if you get things elsewhere or you just are tapped out financially, please just take a look at their hard work and appreciate all the things that they've done and put together for all the products that are available, all the educational things that are available. Because, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful for all of you for what you've done to continue to support me and our business and things along the way. I mean, you know, I've done a lot of things and I'm now back in the saddle doing, you know, kind of doing things again because I've been off for 4 months. It's been an interesting few months. And so I appreciate your support, your love, your prayers, your, you know, all the little messages, the little things I've gotten in the mail. I've gotten really nice little cards, which have just been lovely. So again, I want to thank everybody for doing that. And tonight, Happy Hour with Dr. T with John Deslin is going to be just spectacular. He's been on our show before. He's written the book Nehemiah Strong. It's really super good. And then Thursday night for the rest of this month is Happy Hour with Dr. T solo. And so I've done a few solo things because next month on Thursday nights, we're going to start an entire series on Bible eschatology with Dr. Justin Prock. And we pre-recorded those because he lives in South Korea. And so we had to come up with a time that would work in time zones for both of us. And so I've already heard the things because I did the interviews. You don't want to miss this. It will kind of rock your world. So think about that on Thursday nights. And then, of course, Thursday night is Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P on Thursday nights. And, you know, the last Thursday night of the month is a Five Docs month. So with that, I want to thank everybody for being here this morning and joining me again for Morning Coffee with Dr. T. I want to thank you for joining us for this coffee clatch. My coffee cup of the day, I don't know if I showed it to you. It says, normal is not coming back. Jesus is. So I thought that's my coffee cup that I'm using this morning. I've already told you about the broadcasts that we do this week, our newsletters, which are really important, and my Substacks. You know, drtenpenny.substack.com is the eye on the evidence. Some pretty headsy articles that I've written in there on food is medicine. And next month is going to be heart month. So I've already started writing some of those. And then Sunday is tenpennywalkwithgod.substack.com, which is my on walking with God, you know, Substack that I do on Sunday. I get a lot of feedback from that. That's really super important. So with that, I want to say close out all of my broadcasts, whether they're live or pre-recorded, with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12, which those of you who've been following me for a while should know this one by now. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, remember to lean into God, trust Him for everything. He will never let you down. Thanks for joining me for all of these shows and keeping up with a lot of the things we do to educate you, inform you, so that you can be informed on what's going on and make choices accordingly. So mark your calendars for next Tuesday morning, 9 a.m., where we gather with Morning Coffee with Dr. T. So have a good week, everyone. Have a good day, and God bless. Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, We all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
We also have an apparel line on our store that has just the best things. In fact, I go and shop at my own store. I mean, I really do go and buy stuff out of my own store. They have t-shirts and sweatshirts and cups and mugs and totes. We've got a great designer. We're always adding new things all the time. And either one of those two product lines, either our private label supplements, our Opti line, the white bottles with the green leaves on it, or with the apparel store, and they're two separate stores. They do not have a single shopping cart. It's like you go in one store and get your groceries and you go to the other store and get your shoes. Well, these are two separate stores, but you can use the same affiliate code. If you use the code podcast, when you go to the checkout, you can get 10% off on everything you buy every time you go to the store. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might even not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-DRT.